The Coram Deo Church Community is a missional church rooted in historic, biblical Christianity and committed to cultural engagement. We hope the message you're about to hear spurs you to deeper reflection on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.
A reading from Mark chapter 4. Again he began to teach beside the sea. And a very large crowd gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat on it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seed fell into good soil, and produced grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30-fold, and 60-fold, and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see, but not perceive, and may indeed hear, but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks for coming out to the parking lot, everybody. It's good to see you from afar. It's good to hear you honk your horns from afar. Thanks, Micah. Hi. Okay, good. Thank you. It's good to see you all. And the horn is like the only way you can give feedback, right? So what I like about being out here is more of you guys honk than ever say amen when we're inside, and it's really great. I'll take it. All right, well, in case you missed last week, let me give a brief recap. We began a new series looking at the parables of Jesus. And so for the next 10 weeks, or actually the next 9 weeks now, we're going to look at 10 parables Jesus told about the kingdom of God. And so here's the beauty of this. As you've heard already, if you're a kid, man, parables are some of the most interesting stories Jesus told, and they're easy for you to grasp. If you're a newer Christian, the parables are one of the easiest ways to begin to understand what Jesus said about the kingdom of God. And if you've been a Christian for a long time, the parables have a way of working on you over time. They're a great way to let the truth of God get down in you and help us understand the kingdom of God more fully. So wherever you are this morning, the parables are just great stuff for us to think about as we try to understand what Jesus had to say about the world. In the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus teaches in parables 35% of the time. And so if we're going to understand Jesus' teaching at all, we've got to understand the parables. In explaining what parables are, I said last week, parables are imaginary gardens with real toads in them. In other words, they are fictional stories that convey real truth. They are stories with intent, stories that make a point, stories that have something to teach us about the kingdom of God. So last week we sort of introduced the series. This week we want to take a closer look at this story that is called the parable of the sower. We find it here in Mark 4 and also in Matthew 13 and Luke 8. So we're going to look at the passage in Mark chapter 4. So let's listen to the story again as Jesus tells it. Matthew chapter 4 verse 3. "Listen. Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Remember, I said last week that parables are punchy. They're short, they're simple, they get to the point. And we have a tale like that here in front of us. It's a very simple tale. It involves a sower, some seed, and four different types of soil. So I want us to think about the parable through those three lenses. What is it teaching us about the sower? What is it saying to us about the seed? And what do we learn about the soil? So let's look at it through those three perspectives. First of all, the sower. Last week I said the parables of Jesus assume an Old Testament frame of reference. They pull us into an Old Testament world of discourse. You can't understand the parable of the sower unless you understand that the Old Testament prophets spoke of a coming day when God would sow his people in the promised land. Listen, for instance, to Jeremiah 31, verses 27 and 28. The scriptures tell us this. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will plant the kingdoms of Israel and Judah with the offspring of people and of animals, just as I watched over them to uproot and tear down and to overthrow, destroy and bring disaster, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord. Likewise, in Isaiah 27:6, we read this, in days to come, Jacob will take root, Israel will bud and blossom, and fill all the world with fruit. In the prophetic books of the Old Testament, these are new covenant promises. In judgment for their sin and rebellion, God had uprooted his people from the land. But God says a day is coming when he's going to plant them once again. These were promises the prophets made to the people of God when they were in the midst of exile, when they had been cast out of the land, and they gave the people hope that one day God would return his people to the land and plant them once again and make them fruitful. So, when Jesus chooses this particular image, the image of seed, the image of a sower, it's not by accident. He's saying something about what he has come to do. God is the sower. And in Jesus, God is fulfilling his promises to his people. He is sowing the fields of the promised land again. He's regathering his people. He's reconstituting them through Jesus, and he's planting them again so that they might bear fruit. So the first thing we have to understand this parable, is where this sower image comes from. God himself is the sower, and he is fulfilling his promises to his people to plant them back in the land. Second, let's think about this parable through the lens of the seed. What is the seed in this parable? Well, quite simply, it's the word. Mark 4, verse 14 says, the sower sows the word. Jesus' ministry is a ministry of the word. It's a ministry of proclamation. It's a ministry of teaching and preaching. The seed represents God's word, and specifically the word of Jesus about the kingdom of God. The message of the gospel. Do you ever wonder why some people hear the good news of the kingdom of God and it totally changes their life? And why other people can hear the same message and they're not even interested? The parable tells us to expect that. Some people, Jesus says, when they hear the word of the gospel, the good news, the message about the kingdom of God that is present and available in Jesus, some people, when they hear that word, it stays on the surface. It doesn't penetrate at all into their life. It's easy for the birds to to eat because it stays right there on the surface. Other people, when they hear the word of the gospel, receive it with gladness, but they have no root. And so as they face tribulation or persecution, Jesus says, immediately they fall away. The word tribulation here speaks of suffering or hardship or difficult circumstances. And the word persecution speaks of active opposition or harassment. The point is, these people initially get excited about the benefits of the kingdom of God, but they're not interested in the hardships that come with it. And so as soon as trouble arises, the message, the word of the kingdom, fails to grow in their lives. The third group of people, Jesus says, when they hear the word of the gospel, aren't willing to clear the ground around it. They're not hostile to the message, but they're also not willing to make it the reorienting center of their life. And so it's like a seed that sprouts, but then gets choked out by weeds. And then some people hear the word and accept it. The word used here means to welcome it, to love it. And these people, the parable tells us, bear fruit. So you see, the same seed finds four different responses. And that helps us make sense of our experience, doesn't it? If you've been around long enough, you've seen all four of these responses to the message of the gospel. The seed that didn't take root, the seed that got choked out by weeds, is the same seed that bears fruit 100-fold when it finds the right soil. There's nothing wrong with the seed, it's the soil conditions that make the difference. And that brings us to the third perspective in this parable, and that is the soil. The most knowledgeable commentator on the parables says this: the emphasis of this parable is on the receptivity and the conditions of the soil. The seed is the same in all four cases. The only variable that changes the outcome is the soil, the condition of the soil. We see four soils in the parable, and there's only one that's good. Remember the rule of end stress that we talked about last week, that in the parables, usually the punchline comes at the end. In this parable, the punchline is there's three unfruitful soils and only one that bears fruit. Therefore, this parable is designed to make you ask, what kind of soil am I? See, there are a lot of ways to listen to Jesus without really hearing Jesus. The kingdom of God comes to us by hearing Jesus. The idea of hearing is mentioned in this parable 13 times. Remember how Jesus ends the parable. He says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." This is a prophetic warning from Ezekiel chapter 3. Again, Jesus is here drawing on the language of the Old Testament prophets. Having ears to hear is a mark of God's new covenant people. So, do you have ears to hear? How do you hear the words of Jesus? In the first soil in the parable, the word of Jesus stays on the surface. Is your hearing of the word always abstract and intellectual and academic? Are the words of Jesus something to be analyzed, something to be debated, something to be thought about, but never something to be taken in? It's possible for you to hear the word of Jesus, but for it to stay on the surface of your life. In the second soil in the parable, the word of Jesus is interesting and exciting, but it doesn't root itself at the level of conviction. It doesn't get down and change the way we think about reality. See, make no mistake, Christianity has a honeymoon phase, right? In the beginning, it's exciting and it's great, and that's all fine and good, but that's not the goal of discipleship to Jesus. The goal of discipleship to Jesus is that the message of Jesus also sustains us in times of hardship and tribulation, that we also embrace with Jesus and walk with him through persecution and opposition. The mark of real discipleship is not how initially we respond to the message, but how does the message change how we respond to hardship and difficulty in life? Has your hearing of the message affected you at that level? In the third soil in the parable, God's voice is just one voice among many. The problem in the third soil is rival plants, right? The message of the kingdom finds root and grows, but there's also lots of other weeds, other plants growing around it. And Jesus says in the parable that these other plants represent the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things. In other words, the voice of God in your life is just one voice among many. It's one thing you're interested in among many things you're interested in. One way of living among many voices talking to you about how to live. It's possible to hear God's voice, but to hear it just as one voice among many voices. The fourth soil in the parable refers to those who hear the word and accept it, receive it, welcome it. And as you receive the word of Jesus and welcome it, as you allow the message of the kingdom of God to really get down deep into your heart, it begins to bear fruit. In other words, catch this, friends. Here's what Jesus is saying. Being a fruitful Christian is not complicated. It's about coming under the word of God. It's about letting the message of the kingdom of God reorient your life. Every one of us here, every one of us listening to or watching this message can be a fruitful Christian. All it requires is that we allow the words of Jesus to really define our life, to come under his word and submit to the message of the kingdom and the good news of the gospel that Jesus came to proclaim. So, the question the parable leaves us with, right, is how can we become this good soil? How can we become this good soil? The answer is for us to hear the parable of the sower both as a lesson and as a promise. The lesson is we need to have ears to hear. We need to come under the word of Jesus. We need to let his message radically reorient our lives. That's the lesson the parable is teaching. But listen, the parable is also a promise. Because remember, what's happening, even as Jesus proclaims this message, is that Jesus, the sower, is planting his word in good soil. The kingdom of God is coming in this very world, in our very lives. The soil is bearing fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. In Jesus, what God is doing is sowing his people in the land and fulfilling his promise to restore Israel. So here's the really amazing thing that changes how you hear this parable is when you begin to see that Jesus is the sower who became the seed. Jesus is the sower who became the seed. See, in the Old Testament, God sowed his people in the promised land. He planted them there, but they didn't bear fruit. Instead, they became like thorn bushes. The prophets use language of wilderness and a land that's no longer growing anything fruitful. It's full of weeds and thorns. And so God, in judgment, uprooted his people. But he promised that one day he would plant them again. Think, for example, of that great promise in Isaiah chapter 11, where the prophet Isaiah says, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. Who is that branch? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus comes as the seed of David from the stump of Jesse, and he speaks of his ministry in the language of sowing and reaping. In fact, as he's describing for his disciples the path he is going to walk, which is going to take him to crucifixion on a cross, to entombment in a tomb, and ultimately to resurrection, he says to his disciples in John chapter 12, verse 24, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Friends, Jesus is the sower who has also become the seed. In his death, he was planted into the ground. But on the third day, he rose from the dead. The first fruits, the scriptures tell us, of a glorious harvest. And now he brings into our lives the word of promise, the word of his kingdom, and invites us to hear it and to receive it and to welcome it, and in so doing, to bear fruit. As we hear, as we respond, the kingdom of God is established in us and among us. This is the good news of the gospel, and this is the invitation the gospel makes to us, is to hear and respond to the word of the sower who has become the seed and who is regathering his people and planting them fruitfully in the land. So friends, this morning, the message of the kingdom of God can bear fruit in us. Among this city, in the place where we live, in the place where God has planted us, as God's kingdom message bears fruit, we become his fruitful people. His kingdom is growing in us and among us as we hear and respond to the message of the kingdom. Will you pray with me? Let's ask God to make that a reality in us and through us. God, thank you that you are the great sower who is sowing your people. Thank you that you are planting the seed of the gospel in fruitful soil and you are bringing fruit from it. And so we ask this morning that you would help us to hear your word with soft hearts, with fruitful hearts. Cause us to be that good soil who receive and respond to the word of the kingdom, to the message of the gospel. And God, through us, allow your message to bear fruit in our lives. Let it take root. Let it bear fruit. And let us be the people who bear the fruit of your kingdom in the world for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.